So, unfortunately, I don't have my offering with me, but I'll speak from the heart, even though the heart is made of concrete. Sometimes we have to squeeze from the concrete even some little emotions. Actually, I was just contemplating that in the material world, everyone strives for perfection. The actual natural inclination of consciousness is towards perfection. And one of the biggest disappointments of the material world is that it's not perfect. And I remember that as a young idealistic person, I was very much searching after some sort of meaning to life. To the point where I actually gave up almost all connection with everything. And I think that one of the beautiful things of coming in touch with Krishna consciousness was that, first of all, I saw there's a perfect philosophy. Of course, having a perfect philosophy doesn't necessarily mean it can be appreciated by an imperfect person. And therefore, there's always difficulty, even if something is perfect, because we are not perfect, therefore we cannot appreciate. So even though philosophy is there in India for thousands of years, and hundreds and thousands of people have read Vedic literature or come in touch with some form or other of Krishna consciousness philosophy, but the difference is that in order to understand the perfect philosophy, you have to meet the perfect person. Because philosophy is only really intellectualism. And we see that the ability to grasp Krishna consciousness philosophy is very, very difficult. So I think that one of the beauties meeting Srila Prabhupada was I saw here is a perfect person, a completely perfect person, and the association I had with Prabhupada every single moment confirmed that perfection. Of course, when we say a perfect person, sometimes we think of perfection in terms of material quality. But the beauty of Srila Prabhupada is that he was perfect both materially and spiritually, and had all the wonderful qualities, material qualities, aristocratic, intelligent. Prabhupada was never ever defeated by anyone in any field of discussion. I never once saw Prabhupada stumble for anything. The other beauty of Srila Prabhupada was he had apparently complete control on the material energy. And I and many others would say that we study Prabhupada because to study the spiritual master is not in a bad sense, but because we saw that Srila Prabhupada was a living, perfect pure devotee, where we could see that in every single aspect. He was perfect. And of course, one of the things which was most important about Srila Prabhupada's perfection was that he had complete love for Krishna. So when we see the inadequacies of our own self. I think that one of the beauties of our life in Krishna consciousness is that Krishna is always very mercifully showing our inadequacies. And this is very nice. We should actually be very grateful for that. So one time we were on a morning walk with Srila Prabhupada and a devotee. He said to Srila Prabhupada, I haven't done one single pious thing in my life. I don't remember doing one single pious thing. And Srila Prabhupada stopped, he put his cane in the ground and he looked him in the eyes and said, I am your pious activity. So I thought that was such a beautiful answer, because I've also never done anything pious. And all of us should always remember, there's a beautiful story Prabhupada tells about a mouse. And the mouse was being chased by the cat. So he complained to the sage, and the sage made him into a cat. Then he came back, he said, now I'm a cat, but the dogs are chasing me. He said, okay, become a dog. Then he complained that something else was chasing him. Then he made him in the end a tiger. Unfortunately, when he became a tiger, he started to look at the sage with envy and started to lick his lips. Maybe he would eat the sage. So then the sage said, oh, you want to eat me? He said, yes. He said, then again become mouse. So Prabhupada said that same power of the spiritual master who can make you glorious as a devotee.